The Commodores will take on the Auburn Tigers this Saturday. Pregame begins at 1:30 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan with the kickoff at 3. Vanderbilt football is brought to you by Gary Forrest Acura, Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse, and Smoky Mountain Tops. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan. Pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Mitch Light of The Athletic, who joins us every Thursday to preview college football. Mitch, the Vanderbilt Commodores, speaking of the Commodores, were number 16 in the first edition of the CFP ranking. So let me ask you this. What is the percentage chance you give Vanderbilt to make the CFP if it wins out? What else must happen for the Commodores to make it into the field?
I would, first of all, Adam, I did not realize that Willie was still sick. I need to review my contract. I think I get hazard pay if it's just you guys. I don't have the friendly questions that I send to Willie hours before, but I'll make do today.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, you know, I would say in the 90% range. It's easy now with, you know, everyone has 3-4 games left to sit here and say, well, there's no path for Team X. There's no path for that team. Things happen. Very rarely do the teams you expect to win every game. So I say 90%, but certain things would have to happen. You know, Texas winning out would not be great for Vanderbilt, but they have two very difficult games. Oklahoma winning out would not be great for Vanderbilt. Maybe you want Notre Dame to lose. Utah. So there's a lot of things, but I would just say if Vanderbilt takes care of business and wins its three games, enough teams would probably lose. It would be a very interesting resume for Vanderbilt, though, at 10-2. There's a chance, I guess, that there's no ranked teams at the end, depending on how Missouri does, you know, with Bo Prabhula not at quarterback. I don't think LSU is going to be ranked. If Tennessee loses to Vanderbilt, would they be ranked? So it would be 10-2 with maybe not the high-end wins, but your two losses would be on the road at Alabama and at Texas. So it's definitely an intriguing question, but, you know, obviously a lot to be played out.
Which Power 4 team, and you can throw Notre Dame into this as well, which Power 4 team that was in the initial field is the most susceptible to falling out?
Good one. I would say BYU. I think BYU is going to lose this week, and I think they would probably quite possibly lose again to Texas Tech in the league championship game. Now, Utah's still in the picture, but Utah beat BYU head-to-head. So I'm not saying we won't get two Big 12 teams, but of the teams in the field this week, I think BYU would be the one that I'd be the most nervous about.
Now, Mitch, let me phrase it this question this way. Would you be surprised if the SEC conference has blank many participants in the college football playoff? Would it surprise you if they had 6-7? Or
yeah,
would it surprise you if they only had 2 or 3? And I know 2 or 3 is not going to happen, yes.
Yeah, I think anything over 5, the math is going to be tough. Mm-hmm. It's an intriguing question. I haven't crunched the numbers and all that. You've got a lot of teams on the sort of, you know, with Texas at 11, Oklahoma at 12, and Vanderbilt at 16. A lot of weird things would have to happen for the SEC to get over 5. And I think from a win-loss standpoint, Texas and Oklahoma would be the only two teams right now that have two losses that would have a shot with 3 losses. You know, we've talked a lot about Texas all year. Mm-hmm. You know, they looked good last week against Vanderbilt. We'll see how they look down the stretch. But if they had 3 losses, they would also have a win over Texas A&M or Georgia. So, you know, obviously we'll have to see how things play out, but I would be surprised if there were that many.
Are you surprised that – because when I heard them talk the other day about, you know, the rankings, and they were talking about Notre Dame, and they almost – they counted like it was a badge of honor the close losses they had. But then you look at Vanderbilt, and their two close losses, regardless of how you say the game went, the game ended 31-34. Two key mistakes by their quarterback against Alabama, that could have been a different story. But you can look at Vanderbilt and say the same exact thing. So why is it okay to say it about Notre Dame, but not a Vanderbilt. And I get the schools and the history, but if you're just taking it by the premise of, well, they had some close losses, Vandy had some close losses also.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very fair point, and you can argue that Vanderbilt has a better win. Missouri wins that better than Notre Dame's win over USC, probably comparable. Notre Dame is always going to get special treatment. They're always going to be talked about because it's Notre Dame and because they're an independent. It's one of the unique things about college football. It might anger some fans if they're still an independent, but they have a unique resume. The fact that they had two very close losses to good teams. Now, that Miami loss isn't as good as it looked because we thought Miami would be a no doubt about it college football playoff team, and that's another subject that Miami was eight spots below them. But you know, you're looking at the entire resume, and the fact that they lost by 1 point at home to Texas A&M on a fourth down play and then a two-point conversion, there's no doubt that Notre Dame is a good team. Mm-hmm. How good? That's what's fun about the debate. Do you give them credit for close losses? They've pretty much controlled every other game. I know they didn't play great against BC last week. Right now, they are in a beauty contest. They're not just in a math contest. They need to look good and play well down the stretch, and it will help them if Texas A&M and Miami keep winning. But you make a fair point, Derek, about the Notre Dame and Vanderbilt comparison.
Now, Mitch, you may have answered this already, but at the end of the season, you have Vandy and UT, and that may be, you know, at least for Vandy, you know, the game for them getting – they need that game to get into the college football playoffs. They should hope that UT wins the remaining two games prior to them. Because if they don't,
sure,
then that win versus Tennessee doesn't look as good. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, in fact, I said last week, Vanderbilt fans, as much as it might pain them, they should have been rooting for Tennessee to beat Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a third loss would knock Vanderbilt or Tennessee out. Under this scenario, Vanderbilt would be handing Tennessee its third loss. There's no doubt. You want the teams that you beat to keep winning or win before you play them. That being said, I don't think whether Tennessee's a 3 or 4 loss team and Vanderbilt beats them would really affect Vanderbilt's resume that much. But we're looking at it. Your committee's looking at every single thing. You're splitting hairs. So, sure, Vanderbilt would want Tennessee to be in the best position possible before that game.
Mitch, there was an interesting story on The Athletic written by Antonio Morales about the trickle-down effect of all of the coaching changes on the quarterbacks in college football. How do you see that playing out with so many openings, so many high-profile coaches being fired, and how do you anticipate seeing that play out in the transfer portal and the recruiting game when it comes to quarterbacks?
I edited that story, so I hope you didn't find any mistakes or typos in it.
None so far.
I don't want to hear about it if you did. it's definitely the time frame is different with the transfer portal now being in January and all that. But it's going to be a huge factor. As the story said, there's only two blue chip quarterbacks, blue chip by four star and five star, that are uncommitted right now. And both of them had been committed, but they decommitted based on coaching changes. So when coaches are on the move, they might rather bring in a transfer quarterback. So if you've signed with that school as a freshman, you might be looking for a new home. There's also the bring your own quarterback model, sort of like what Vanderbilt did when it hired offensive coordinator Tim Beck and brought Diego Pavia. You know, North Texas coach Eric Morris has done a great job there. He coached Cam Ward at Washington State. He's going to be a guy schools like Oklahoma State and Arkansas might look at, but they've got a great redshirt freshman quarterback named Drew Mestermaker. And so if you're looking for a coach and you want to get a quarterback, are you more likely to hire Eric Morris because he might bring his quarterback with him? So I think it's definitely a factor, and there's going to be more quarterbacks on the move after all these coaching changes. There's quarterbacks at schools right now like Auburn, former five-star from Mississippi State's first name, Deuce. I'm drawing a blank on his last name. Auburn brings him in as a five-star quarterback. Well, Auburn's fired its coach. Maybe the new coach brings a quarterback. So is he on the move? So, yeah, we're going to see a ton of movement from the quarterbacks, more so than usual, I believe, because of all the coaching changes.
Mitch Light of The Athletic has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan and Donick. He joins us every Thursday to break down the weekend ahead in college football. Mitch, after the show, I'll go to my car, I'll dig up some change, and I'll send it to you for your hazard pay for being on the show with us without Willie.
I survived without Willie. Thanks. I don't need any extra cash this week. Or yeah, well, wait, how do you, what's five times zero? You can set up in my.
I was never good at math, but that's zero. That I do.
Yeah, okay,
know.
That's my pay for today. I'm happy with it.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Always a pleasure.
All right. Take care, guys.
615-737-1025. The Titans are on their bye week, which means I think it's a good time for one of our periodic Cam Ward vibe checks. We will do that coming up next. 615-737-1025. D-Mace Vingan Adonik is presented to you by Bax Homeworks. Remodeling done right. Get a free estimate at BAXHomeworks.com.